MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Tembo Mseko. He's head of global market and investment banking compliance at Investec. Tembo, I appreciate the time today. Today we've got the launch and handover of the South African Market Surveillance Code of Conduct. Tell me sort of the broad strokes what this new code of conduct is about and who it's aimed at.
Thank you, Simon, for having me. Maybe just taking one step back. We obviously, 2023 as Investec, we're going through our own journey in terms of just building our internal processes, you know, making sure that we get our trade surveillance system and our communication surveillance system. And as a result of that journey, we then realized that there was an opportunity for us to obviously share the lessons we've gone through during the journey. And we thought, you know, that's a perfect time for us to invite all other industry stakeholders and start to have a conversation. But very important, you know, stakeholders, whether it's the regulators, whether it's exchange members, whether it's our exchange, you know, the JSE and the A2X. And then that's where it all began. You know, we discussed, you know, in 2023 in the form of a conference. And we then committed after the conference to say we need to draft what we call a market surveillance code of conduct, which we're going to hold ourselves as an industry. But the most important thing for us, it was to make sure that the code of conduct, it brings some of the best global practices, which, you know, we can sort of like learn from other jurisdictions. And we went through the journey for 3 years. Different stakeholders participated. In 2024, when we hosted the second conference, we presented the draft of the code to, again, in the form of a conference for 2 days. And it was discussed at length, debated. We had 12 months to go back as an industry again and amend the code. And yes, we're going to be launching the code today. And we are excited. And I think this code is really intending to strengthen some of the processes and the controls we have, and just making sure that the South African financial market remains attractive to the global community that is looking for safe places to invest their investments.
And that's an important point. This is not because our market is riddled with bad behavior. It really is just, I suppose, you know, I mean, compliance has changed a lot over the last decade or two. And this really is just upgrading, updating, and making us, I suppose, globally sort of in sync.
100%. I think you're spot on there. I mean, if you look at what the technology is doing, we went through COVID where we spent a lot of time working remotely. And that on its own, it brought a lot of complexity, you know, for the compliance community to say, how do you have oversight where people are not sitting in one place? And it forced us as a compliance community to start thinking about creative ways. And again, if you look at other jurisdictions, you know, we have so much exposure to other jurisdictions. And I think it makes sense for us to just say, instead of waiting for things to happen, what is it that we can do as an industry to sort of like, you know, be ahead, you know, and really take the proactive approach? And if I were to just bring one point, even though it's not really relevant, I mean, the issue of grey listing. I mean, we've learned as an industry that if we wait for things to happen, if we don't take, you know, that approach of saying, instead of waiting for the regulator, let's all make sure that we all come together as stakeholders and make sure that the whole financial market ecosystem works. Everybody understands their role and they can play their role effectively. So your point is spot on. We're not saying things were falling apart, but we're saying, let's just make sure that we adopt some of the best practice. Let's enhance what we have. Let's just make sure that we remain competitive compared to other emerging markets.
And I like your point, and be proactive around it rather than perhaps with grey listing, we were a bit reactive instead. Is this that the code's going to get handed over? It's obviously going to be adopted. There's been consultations, so there's not going to be objections to it. Going forward, I mean, obviously, it's going to be, there might be some places where individuals or firms need some tightening up. Is this a bit of a, I mean, not a living document, but is this something we revisit again in, I don't know, 3 years, 5 years, maybe 10 years time? Because as you mentioned, COVID taught us all a whole lot about suddenly working from home, which would never sort of happen before.
100%. So this is a document that has to be amended all the time as things change. You know, as an industry, you know, we're going to be paying attention to say, these are things that are happening. You know, is our code relevant? And I think it becomes a great reference point for all of us as an industry, small broker, medium broker, and big brokers. And I think the way this has been drafted, it's been drafted in such a way that even if you're a small broker, medium broker, or big broker, you can take this document and get so much value out of it. We spent so much time, I think, on the 24th of June with the asset managers in Cape Town, you know, discussing the code and also the principles that they can take. Because again, for us, the whole ecosystem, it has to work. Everybody has to understand their role. And this is in line with us as an organization. You know, we are firmly, you know, deeply invested in the South African financial market. So it's important for us as an organization to also take that initiative and drive this change. But the beauty with this is that even our competitors, everybody was in a room. We spent time debating principles. At times we couldn't agree. We had the FSCA in the meeting room. We had the JSE. But the output as a result of all those sessions is what we're all proud of as an industry.
And it's in a sense, it's that sharing best practices. And that might seem weird in a competitive industry, but it is, to your earlier point, it's benefiting the industry and the country in its entirety.
Exactly. And it's so important for us to understand, you know, where we've got to compete. But it's also so important for us to also say, here, when we're building the solid, you know, South African financial market, we all want a winning South African Inc. because we all become winners. And I think it was a very important point, which we all understood from the beginning, you know, because when we started the conversation, we were quite clear to say, here, we're not trying to outshine each other, but we're trying to say, what is it that we can do as a community which can add value?
But I love your point. No way where one competes, and compliance is not one of them. We'll leave it there. That's Themba Maseko. He's head of global markets and investment banking compliance. Investec, appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.